The Princeton University Museum of Art now has on display a 700-year-old ceramic jar that is revered above all others. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on what's considered the most beautiful object within the tradition of Japanese tea.
The top-heavy jar is about 16 inches high, it's slightly lopsided, and its brown glaze is imperfect. It has bubbles and cracks from the firing process. Andrew Watsky, a professor of Japanese art history at Princeton University, says this humble jar for storing tea leaves is so highly prized it has its own name, chigusa.
Chigusa was considered to be one of the very best of its type within tea from about the 15th, certainly through the 16th century and onward. It was considered an epitome of beauty.
The jar was not made to be an art object. It was not made to be a tea jar. It was not even made in Japan. It was manufactured in China in the 13th century. But people who do Japanese tea ceremonies, a highly ritualized practice of making and drinking tea, they saw such singular beauty in this one particular object that it's been written about in glowing terms for 500 years.
Within tea practice, taking of objects seriously and looking at them and treasuring them for their visual qualities, as well as their historical context, and as well as that long lineage of people who've come before you and treasured the object, I think that chigusa does epitomize that aspect of tea.
Watsky co-curated this exhibition at the Princeton Museum about chigusa, which was recently purchased by the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.